Black Friday or Blacked Out Friday? This is the perfect pour.
Blacked Out Friday. That's the answer.
Blacked Out Friday.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
And this week we have a special guest, returning champion, Renee Lady Beer Love.
Hello.
Our new love on the social medias. The letter R.
Letter R.
New love. Also running, does cool shit at the House of Pendragon Tap Room in the Taint District of Fresno Clovis.
Yes, we call it Frovis.
Frovis. Oh, everybody has their own own terminology for the area.
Yeah.
Yep. But
next door to the only Stevens Bicycles.
Wait, what? The one on the loop is gone?
Yep.
Really? I did not know that.
Yep.
Whoa, dude.
Cannot support two.
Only one Stevens Bicycle now in town, guys.
No Line Fest at the Stevens.
No Line Fest happening at Stevens because there's no Stevens. That sucks. Well, that makes sense because every time I see it, there's like one dude outside. So like looking for somebody to come in. Hey, man, you like bikes? Yeah, I do. Come on in. I'm good, though. I got bikes. Ah, but we got more in here.
So what you're saying is... a bike shop in the worst part of town for bikes might not be a good idea.
Apparently not. Are they going to move back to the old tower location next to Baskin Robbins? One down. Wow, it's the first time a musician has wanted his
please
stuff
come
down.
Monitor
down.
Oh, yes, very nice.
All right. For the next couple hours, we're going to talk about some beer, craft beer. We love it. We drink it. We talk about it. All the things, and people are going to call us about their thoughts about this beer, this sensation. Just starting to get its stride, this craft beer.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're the first ones ever to do this.
The first ones ever to talk about it. So it's a new thing. You might get excited about it. Hang out with us. We're going to do stuff. Before the show, we had a great divide. The Fresh Hop IPA.
I liked it.
Matt enjoyed it. It was donated to the show by our Colorado reps, Colin and Ginny. Nick, I didn't hear your opinion on this.
I approve for a first beer of the evening.
All right. Nice tailgate beer. Lady Beer Love, how did you feel about that?
A little sweet for my taste on the hop side, but I'm more of a, you know, palate killer, super hoppy, lots of fun stuff. So, but yeah, no, I mean, for a nice ease in, I didn't... pre-game like some of us.
So. Yeah. I had some pre-tailgate at Yard House earlier, so I had some House of Pendragon, some Tiger Score IPAs. And so, you know, coming down to a pail, it was, you know, rough. It was very sweet. But
how was the age on the local beers?
Could you tell? I think the Sherman was a little older than I'm used to having my Sherman, because, you know, usually Matt brings it straight from the source, but I think that Sherman keg's a little old at the Yard House. The Lancelot tasted fine.
That should be the new recipe.
Yeah, it wasn't, and I think it wasn't as
forever
hazy.
Changing.
It wasn't as hazy as it had been in the past.
No, yeah. Tommy.
Is that right?
Yeah, Tommy cleared it up.
Yep.
Because it was started clear when Tommy would come in here. I remember it was like a Pliny killer when he came in here.
Yeah.
And then one day I was at Hot PK, and then all of a sudden it was a hazy beer. And I was like, did I get a Lancelot? And she's like, yeah, I gave you a Lancelot. I'm like, okay. So, and then now it's back to
clear. Yep.
Oh, is that the trend, Nick? Are we seeing the trend? Last week was PKs. We called it.
We've hit the wall.
Fire up the filter.
Finally turn it around.
Guys. What did he say? Did he say the filter? I threw that thing away. We got to go find one then, John.
Do you have any filters back there?
I'm on my break, guys. Figure it out.
You know what Micron we use?
we deal in amps here. You don't have microns?
Just jam some coffee filters in there. It'd be fun.
So you use two coffee filters or three?
Three. Definitely three now. Triple bagger. Casey's are out. Three filters. Use the brown filters. Don't use those white filters.
They're organic.
Organic. All right, guys. Well, so that's what's going on now that the new beer. This is exclusive.
Fancy.
We don't even have to be members.
You got to be in a society.
What do we have in here,
right?
Renee?
Yeah, so this is one of our beers.
Hey, all right.
Yeah. So this year we started the Order of Merlin, and it's a barrel-aged society. And so trying to like figure out what is going on with the barrel aging stuff and all that fun stuff. So this is one of our two first releases, and the one that we cracked open is a bourbon barrel age, which is an imperial stout that's aged with vanilla, cocoa, and coffee. And the coffee is in-house roasted by our brew master himself. And this one was aged in...
Didn't rely on some coffee hipsters to do it for him.
No, I think Tommy's sort of turning hipster himself. Not really.
I'm still cool. I'm hip.
Yeah. Yeah, this one was barrel aged in Four Roses.
Ooh.
So
I don't know what that means.
Spit it out. It's gross. Just
kidding. Yeah, delicious bourbon.
The chocolate and vanilla are definitely having a tug of war. Mm-hmm. There's a little roastiness in there, but I don't think the coffee's necessarily on top. I don't know if it necessarily needs to be on top.
Yeah, once it warms up a little bit, mm-hmm. I think that the coffee comes in a lot more on the back end with the roastedness. So I definitely is a beer that has a lot of characteristics from when you first pour and it's chilly to as it warms up and gets to room temperature and or like hand temperature.
Hand, well, yes. Right, this time of year, you're relying on hand temperature.
Yeah. It's 52 degrees right now, so this beer is not going to get any warmer than that.
I turned off my fridge. There's no point anymore.
This is us in Fresno. When it's like 50s, we're like, geez, Arctic.
Yeah. Ready to join the Polar Bear Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's below zero, isn't it?
So this is exclusive.
It is. You can only get it from a member, which I am. And so this is a very limited bottling.
Mikey, that means we got hooked up. We're cool.
Yes.
Yes.
Finally.
After six years of podcasting, it's finally
took
paid off.
6 years.
By the way, 6 years. What the hell? Did you guys talk about that last week?
We didn't.
Nope. I remembered when the episode came out.
If it wasn't for Nick, I would have had no idea.
I was thinking about that two shows ago. I was like, man, there's the anniversary is coming up, but it wasn't until I saw the social media post. I was like, okay, so one of us actually did research. Good job,
man. Get on Podbean, scroll, scroll, scroll.
That's a next lot
page.
Of scrolling.
Scroll, scroll, scroll. Next page.
Scroll.
Oh, it's like that one movie.
No. Oh, yes, that movie.
The podcast scrolls?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Happy anniversary, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, cheers. Oh. I'm glad I was able to bring especially
Yeah.
Happy anniversary. I totally planned it this way.
Do you know?
We
said you've been keeping track for us.
I was.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember that show. Nick and I were like, I hope in 6 years we're having an exclusive House of Pendragon beer.
Right?
And beforehand, I'm going to magically run into Mikey at the grocery store. Wow. And we're going to talk about this.
The downtown Save Mart.
Whoa.
AKA Ashland and West. Oh, yeah.
That's the downtown scene.
Yeah, nowadays.
Okay. Yep.
What was it? 6 years ago, I'm pretty sure we said, here goes nothing. And 6 years later, I'm pretty sure we just said, there went nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Accurate.
So as we enjoy this beer, by the way, this is not my style aficionado, but this is a good beer.
A record skip I'm enjoying button there.
Nope.
Shock.
What?
There isn't a Star Wars record skip. So this is a damn fine beer. I'm enjoying it.
Just play some laser noises or something.
Pew, pew.
Be saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chewy.
Stop.
Chewing on something.
It's time for some culture.
Perfect.
Yeah,
Matt, what's some culture, man? We missed you last week.
No,
so
you did.
Let's get all that culture.
I know there was many of tweets. People are like, I don't know what to do, but
the world's falling apart.
I hate the life now. My Friday sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sometimes I forget to schedule ahead of time that we should probably record a day early, and it was too far into it. Where I was
Do I have to talk to some people at Tioga? Say, look, people, this is an important show. Don't be throwing everything on to Matt on this day. He has prep four.
But that was the last soccer game till next.
The next
year.
One.
Finally. Jeez. So. That was like the longest soccer season. Like, I always thought of soccer seasons having like 15 games or something.
It was 17.
It seemed like they had like 80 games. It was like a baseball right? season. It's like, jeez.
4 a week.
Yeah.
Jeez. So, Stone has reported that Todd Koenig has departed. He was their vice president? Yes, vice president of the company. He's been with them for 5.5 years, citing personal reasons, wishing them all the best. He was the guy that kind of helped them through the transition of 170,000 barrels to 410,000 barrels produced.
That's quite the transition.
Yeah. And it also included helping them get distribution into all 50 states. So... he had come from Hewlett-Packard, and he did Stone, and now he's off to a different place, so, or nothing.
Wow.
I assume you could do nothing.
Or retirement.
Yeah.
So, or nothing.
Usual skepticism. They just say, this is the second long-term CEO of, or, you know, higher anarchy or hierarchy or...
Anarchy.
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 You know, somebody that's left Stone. So, we'll see what happens.
Curious. Stone is like the, I don't want to say minor leagues, but it's like everyone seems like they work at Stone and then they go somewhere.
Yeah.
Are they a stepping stone?
Oh!
Yes.
More like stepping
You're
stone.
Welcome.
But I mean, it's...
That next time I go there, I'm going to be like, more like stepping stone, huh? Huh? What's that guy doing over there?
Inside joke, guys. Inside joke. But I don't know if you could ever be too attached to any of these people just because they're not like they didn't organically grow with the company from the very beginning, and they weren't necessarily beer people. It's like the people that they're talking about, it's like they came from the Palm Juice company and like Monster Energy and Hewlett-Packard,
classic breed,
corporations, but not necessarily
the brewer. So they're the bass player of the brewery, is what you're saying.
Ooh, that's a drummer making jokes.
So,
how dare you? You're a drummer. You're not allowed to make jokes.
No.
you only do the rib shot, and that's it.
And then, let's see, the next one is, did you guys talk about Sierra Nevada last week? No?
No, the whole thing happened the day after.
Oh, the beer.
Yeah, the whole
resilience. We talked about how they were helping.
Right, we talked about how they're helping everything, but the resilience thing got announced like the day after we recorded, so we missed it.
Yeah, so they just missed the whole fire, as you may have mentioned. They even posted photos where you can see the destruction off in the distance from the actual brewery. But it didn't. They did shut down. They did open back up. They're working on making sure their employees are safe and have things. But they kind of reached out and just said, hey, this is a beer that we want to make. We're going to can it and we're going to do draft, and 100% of the proceeds are going to go to support those that lost stuff or lost people. And,
100%. Like, how do you even pull that off? And Yeah, the big component is they basically emailed it seemed like everybody on the West Coast, at least, to say, hey, you want to make this beer, and they're going to make it at the same day on the 29th?
27th.
So there's two phases to it. They're doing an open invite for anybody to brew this beer. They're supplying the recipe, how to scale it up and down, the parameters of it. And they obviously work with a multitude of raw material suppliers. And if you sign up with it, they'll contact the suppliers to give you a credit for the materials used. As well as those that are available to go up to Chico, they can participate in brewing Sierra Nevada's batch.
Okay.
So there's the two parts of it. And if you participate in brewing it at your own brewery, they will also give you like a press kit where it includes coasters, tap handles, signage, nice. Banners, all that thing. So, but yeah, they said preferable 7 barrels or larger, but they'll include anybody. And that it has to be 100% of the proceeds have to be donated to the Campfire Relief and, as well as there is a time limit. I think they said like May of next year it has to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For them or for like, well, all right, we can't do it anymore, bro.
Yeah, it's in order to
2025, you're like, hey, I'm doing that resilience beer, bros.
In order to use the name and the branding, it can only be limited to one batch and it has to be off shelves. If you choose to bottle it, they say only do draft, but some people will do cans and bottles to help, you know.
That's great. That's right. And is Tioga going to do a resilience batch?
Yeah. So we signed up, and the inside joke is our brewmaster Kevin was signed up on it because it's a little bit more of an old school IPA. It's literally it's like 2-row malt. I think it's Crystal 60, and then it's just Centennial and Cascade hops. So it's just like bare bones. Classic. Like if you fuck this up,
it's like Mr. Beer Kit IPA.
Literally, it's just like if you mess this up, you probably should not. Wow, you're like,
this is secretly a test to see who can brew a beer. It's like if you mess this one up, then maybe you should stop doing things.
Yeah. This will be like enough other people brewed this and it didn't come out like yours did. So
yours came out really, really different.
Yeah. Well, then the what's his name will come out and be like, here's your sad.
Is Pendragon in on this?
So,
yes, we are.
So far,
you're gonna do your own resilience?
Yes.
Ooh, we're going to all the local resilience. We're going to put them up against each other. So we're going to see. We're going to finally see who's the best.
Pepsi challenge it.
So far, it's Tioga Sequoia, Rocky Hill, Mad Duck, Barrel House, Dust Bowl, Full Circle, Pine and Palm, and House of Pendragon.
Wow.
Damn.
Mad Duck's the most interesting name out of that group of names.
Yikes.
That's nice to see that Mad Duck's going to do one.
Who's going to go, oops, we did a barrel-aged stout. Sorry.
Well, we sort of barrel-aged ours.
Sorry. Yeah, like, that's something that's really cool.
Is anyone allowed to put adjuncts in that? Like, is Sierra Nevada saying, like, you must do it, this recipe? Or is anyone allowed to put their own flair on it?
I mean, they're more worried about how long you serve it and where the money goes.
Yeah.
But they did kind of say, like, here's your shot to, you know, like, don't buy the t-shirts outside the concert. Just go in the concert.
Hey, man. Hey, bro. Van Halen chips right here, bro. Same ones you're going to get in there. Same ones you're going to get in there. I don't think so, man.
No.
That doesn't look like Sammy Hagar on the shirt to me. Oh, no. Same ones in there.
So that's all I'm saying. Just go inside the venue. Don't get the Red Rope licorice and t-shirts outside.
All right.
Ooh.
I'm excited. This is an exciting thing, and it's for an awesome cause. So.
Yeah, no,
it's think, like one of the most exciting things in craft beer. It's sad that it has to come from such a tragic event, but it's like it's such a cool thing too. It's just so it's gonna 3 weeks? Are we getting 3 weeks from the brew date?
Second week of December should be.
Yeah, yeah. Sierra Nevada is hoping for theirs to hit the second week of December. This kind of all happened in like stages over the weekend, so nobody's really kind of mentioned when our brew day is or when it will be released, but I'll find that out soon.
Yeah, we're for sure brewing the 27th. So, and Tommy's kind of invited all of us out to be a part of it and like all hands in and like the whole crew. So, and that's fun too. Actually, it's kind of funny. It's the first time that the boys are invited to a brew day, like officially. The girls have gotten two because we do the Pink Boots Society beer.
Oh, okay.
And so we've...
I didn't know that happened here locally.
Yeah.
That Pink Boots Society thing.
Yeah, this is... last year we participated with the actual Yakima Valley hop blend, you know, that they sent out. And so we did that, and that was our Dracana that we had on tap. And it was our ladies brew, and it's so much fun because Nora's out there and, you know, their daughter Kayla and Heather and Maddie and, you know, and then all of us girls that work at the tap room. But then we also had a couple Hot PK employees that came out too. So yeah, you know, I mean, and it's such a different thing. I mean, coming from my experience of being behind a bar and dealing mostly with liquor to then switching over to beer, and then just pouring it, but to be a part of an actual brew day, it really changes perspective, and it kind of gives you a lot more information on what the beer is and how you're doing the beer. Yeah. How you do the beer, you know, and I mean, and we do the whole thing. Like we're throwing around those 55-pound bags of the malt, and you know, the guys are like, Tom's like, "Oh, do you need help?" And I'm like, "Nope, I got this. I'm gonna muscle it up."
You pick him up too, while you're right? Like, come on, Tommy.
So it's fun. It's a lot of fun. We're planning our next one. Yeah, the girls were in conversation right now about what we want to do with the next one, because the nice thing is all we have to do is use the hop blend, but we can kind of add and do some different things with it. So,
what?
Yeah, what?
You guys are starting to sound like real brewers over here.
It's crazy,
nerds.
Yeah,
Matt and Renee with Industry Talk. What else?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you guys want to talk about
Mikey and I are just going to go hit the jacuzzi and drink
some
beers.
Yeah, we go to the jacuzzi and listen.
You guys want to go make Guitar Center jokes or something?
Guitar Center jokes.
But yeah, so it's I'm really excited for this, and I do want to try the most. Like I'm looking out for this beer when it hits. I want to try it all to compare it, and you know, it's that's one thing I really know about Kevin is, you know, he's been brewing for almost 30 years, and IPAs of this style is his wheelhouse. And that's what he kind of built a lot of his reputation on. So it's like, I'm pretty confident on that beer with us, but I want to see how there's literally seven other breweries locally they're going to do this. So I've only been able to judge them on their own recipes. So now I get to kind of, it's a different looking in view. Nerding out.
Did you say Zach's is going to?
I haven't heard him say anything.
They have room to do it. That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, I don't know if the Zach's have a fermenter that they can do this with. But
yeah, so.
It's exciting. I think it's exciting, too, that there's seven breweries that could actually take something like that on in Fresno.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a testament of how much Fresno is growing to that point where it's like, oh yeah, all of these different companies can support a 7-barrel and above batch. So it's kind of nice. Variety.
What else, Matt?
All right. And then for my third and final story this evening, as I stall when I open up my text messages to myself. I don't plan on spending too much time on this story.
So block out an hour.
Vader's waiting.
Does Keith Villa sound familiar to you?
I don't think so.
Keith Villa.
I've heard the word Villa, and I've heard the name Keith before.
Okay. Well, this next sentence is kind of a stretch, but the legendary brewmaster who retired from Miller Coors earlier this year and launched... I need help with this word. C-E-R-I-A. Sarah? Kira?
Sarah.
Sarah Brewing Company. He was the guy that left Miller Coors to go mess around with weed stuff. So,
Yeah, you talk about this guy.
Yeah. So he launched a cannabis company, and he's most known for creating the iconic Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Oh.
That I guess so.
So like this story is really tough for me to get through. So
the much beloved Blue Moon.
So it in this story it says it's only fitting that his first play in the cannabis infused beverage space would be to make his own green cannabis infused beer. But it gets worse.
But wait, it gets worse.
It's called Grain Wave. Villa's first THC-infused non-alcoholic craft beer, a Belgian-style white ale, will hit Colorado dispensaries in mid-December.
Jesus Christ. A Belgian white non-alcoholic
what?
Pot beer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can it technically be called beer?
I know.
So it'll be a 10-ounce bottle. It's called Grain Wave. It will have will contain a precise 5 milligram doses of fast acting THC, similar to the onset time as alcohol. It will be sold as a 4-pack for $36 or $9 for a single bottle. So apparently $9 this is going to be a wave. THC infused non-alcoholic beer.
You're gonna ride that wave,
and it's supposed to get you that whatever
it has,
in the
it
same
has
amount
the
of
element?
Time as alcohol.
All right, we'll see.
Huh?
So
is that indie though?
Is it indie?
That's my question. Is that indie if it came from a big brewer family?
Well, I mean,
but he has his own independent thing. Is that indie?
So, I mean, technically, yes, because, I mean,
yeah,
like Chuck Silva, he obviously made his money and right. his history well, working for Big Beer, and then he went to go do Green Flash true. And open his own thing, so it's kind of the same.
Right.
And it's not Miller Coors.
If the Brewers Association says it's indie, then it's indie.
Mm-hmm. Or is it just a
But I don't know if there's a BJCP guideline for non-alcoholic Belgian style.
Is there corporate marijuana now and indie marijuana?
Yes,
that's a really good question.
Are we going to start that podcast now?
I believe people end up dead if they try to find that out.
All right, you've been watching too much Narcos episodes.
So yeah, I know you guys just would be excited about that. I want to find the words again. Non-alcoholic Belgian style white ale.
Yep. All about that. That's what I'm about in 2019.
Yep.
I'm getting ready for that.
So
that's a new show coming from Dorktown Network. Belgian white non-alcoholic pot beers.
Only.
That's it. That's the whole show.
But yeah, I mean, because traditional non-alcoholic beer is just like nothing, no hops, nothing. Mm-hmm. And now you have over here in the Belgium spectrum. So somebody just needs to fill the gap in the middle.
A 1%?
It already exists.
That's what it is.
Pot. That's right.
Without the liquid involved.
Oh my.
All right.
So there you go.
There we go.
I hope somebody has a better story than that.
You can't beat that, but Nick can try. You can try, boy. Nick.
Oh, can I? Do I get to?
You need to get to.
Do I need to bro it up?
Bro it up, bro.
Bro. Do you, this is up to you, I'll take the popular vote here. Do you guys want to do an or game themed on Thanksgiving, which has since passed?
Mm-hmm. It was a great Thanksgiving, by the way. Yes. Did you guys have
Happy
a great
Thanksgiving?
Great time.
I'm
was
still
it good
full.
For you, Renee? Was
it's actually fun? it's a very strange Thanksgiving for me personally. I found out in March that I have to be gluten free, which is a very strange thing that I can still drink beer because I choose to drink beer.
Willpower.
Like, okay, doctor, you can tell me I have to be gluten free, but I'm still going to drink beer.
You could drink Tauga beer because we use enzymes that reduce gluten content.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I mean, most beers are fine. Actually,
the Delicious IPA is actually pretty good.
The hazies hurt me.
So oh, yeah.
I don't like...
Hazies hurt everyone.
You filter out that gluten.
Yeah. You gotta filter all that out. Yeah. No, but I mean, it's interesting. It's my first Thanksgiving without having the bread things. And so I can't have stuffing. I can't have gravy. I can't have green bean casserole. It's like... So it's well, like, what do I do with my mashed potatoes?
I don't feel bad about your third option.
Hey, green bean casserole is like one of my favorite. So
the producer makes some pretty mean green bean casserole.
Already?
That's it. Wow. That worked.
By the way, a guest and
the nose on this beer.
That's amazing.
Damn.
That's I awesome. Love gold.
There we go. That's what's happening. New beer entering the show. I didn't know this was in here. Apparently, somebody slipped it in there.
Wait, what?
Do you even mosaic, bro? Do you even mosaic, bro?
Right now, I do.
Wow. I have not had a mosaic beer like that in a long time.
And Lady Beer Loves
it. From New Glory, from the Sacramento area. And how did we acquire this beer?
So, a new show listener by the name of Will. He also works for me or with me, for me, something like that.
Paycheck comes from the same place.
He happened to be taking lunch in Sacramento and he's just like, where do I go? And I was like, you go to Urban Roots, you go to Bike Dog and you go to Fieldwork. And he's like, Bike Dog's closed. Where else do I go? And I was like, people like the New Glories. Go check out the New Glories. I mean, there's literally 50 breweries in Sacramento, so you could sneeze on a brewery if you wanted to, if you tried, but
must be nice.
So he went there, and I texted Mikey, and I was like, hey, I kind of asked for forgiveness. I was like, hey, I kind of got a guy in the area, and I've kind of already given him a short, long list of beers. Let me know if the podcast wants in on this. And he's like, oh, yeah, guys. So... Thanks to Will. He muled back some freshies from us straight from brewery.
Nope.
Delicious.
Oh, okay. All right. Who doesn't like mosaic? I haven't yet to run into a beer geek that doesn't like mosaic. Like that. Somebody that likes IPAs that doesn't like mosaic. That hasn't happened yet.
I don't think.
Have you seen somebody that doesn't like mosaic?
I don't think a mosaic's too offensive.
What's in it? Mosaic.
Yep.
Mosaic.
All right. I'm good.
Mosaic.
And mosaic. You gotta drag that M out a little bit. No.
Mosaic.
I know where you're going with this. Keep
7 M's.
7. So in text form, or how many M's are we talking?
Bro, tato
so,
chip.
wait, what were we talking about, Nick?
I don't know. Do you or do you not want to do an org game?
Yes.
And I'm okay if you don't, because it's
always Oregon.
It's old now.
Of course.
It's old news.
Since Dorktown's still on a hiatus, might as well.
And Bells doesn't listen to
anything. I saw Bells tonight, by the way.
No, you didn't.
You even put it on a legal pad?
Yes, I was not near my moleskin when I came up with this horror game. So, legal pad it was.
All right.
So, here's your post-Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving-themed horror game.
All right.
Or game.
We just have to pay Dorktown $10,000 for saying that. Just so you know.
Well, then that.
No! Bring it back.
Okay.
I'm thankful for this beer, by the way.
Okay. There's a prequel to this question. So, drinking with friends. Do you drink the Wednesday before, aka Friendsgiving? Or Black Friday drinking the day after Thanksgiving.
I have to choose either one, huh? Before.
You're going for Friendsgiving.
Wednesday. Yeah. Even though Livingston's is still closed, was the Fresno classic place that be before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Like anybody who's anybody
sad face.
Was at the Livingston's before Thanksgiving. But
that was a pretty popular day.
Before
people like advertised like doing something,
right.
Everybody would just kind of secretly just like skip out and be like, "Well, you get a shot."
It's the unspoken meetup place.
Yeah. What are you doing here?
Oh my god!
Oh, Uncle Terry's in town, so, you know, I just come out and get a quick shot. Well, that was like 3 hours ago, right? Yeah. They close at 2, so...
The line was really long.
Yeah. Well, you know, then I saw Renee, and then she got a drink, and I got a drink, and then we saw Mikey, and then Mikey had a beer, and then, you know, the brother showed up, and...
What would happen.
That's the coolest Friendsgiving I ever forgot about going to.
Yeah, and then you order a half quesadilla, and you're like, God damn, that's a lot of food.
Yeah.
Didn't they have lobster quesadillas there?
Yes.
Okay.
But they also have the vegetarian one where they put broccoli in it.
Bleh.
I'm like, okay with that.
It's very strange in weirdos. A quesadilla.
Why they gotta ruin queso?
I'd be okay with it.
I'm not surprised.
People eat broccoli with cheese on it, and people eat bread with broccoli and cheese. So it's like just a little pocket, a little bread pocket that just funnel in your mouth faster.
Strange. Yeah, I don't know.
Put spaghetti in a tortilla. It's same thing.
Well, I can't eat bread anymore, so all of that is like, nope.
Hold the cheese, hold the tortillas, and just bring me broccoli, is what you're saying.
I'm like, well, I can still eat cheese. Thank God.
Cheesy broccoli.
Oh my God, I would cry. If I
put it in some rice paper. See what you do.
Yummy. Yeah. That sounds delicious.
Rice paper falls apart soy if you look at it.
Okay, I'm going to come back and answer your question.
Are you now?
Yes, I am. I am a Friendsgiving drinker. I am a day before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because I usually was working Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh,
and
so Wednesday you're ready to cut
the night off and like, yeah, it's my Friday.
Nice.
So.
It's a good day.
Usually it's just 3 days straight. Hit it Wednesday, hit it Thursday, survive, and hit it Friday again.
That's why it's a question. But you got to do one or the other.
Yeah, but so, Friendsgiving.
I didn't say Wednesday and Friday.
I'd say people become too flaky on Friday, so catch them on Wednesday. That's my answer.
They're done by that point.
Well, Black Friday doesn't even start on Friday anymore.
No.
It starts at like 10 p.m. Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Amazon's already.
You
doing
could
Black
also
Friday
start
deals.
Drinking then too.
Yeah, that's true.
There's technically.
Another question.
Oh, okay, you'll be right back. Okay, when do you commence your drinking? Beer with dinner or beer with dessert?
If I had to choose, beer with dinner.
Yeah, I'm like way before dinner, like pregame.
Pregame, you could do that too. Or some, I don't know. Some people wait for dessert.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. They're like, oh, I'm so full. I gotta wait. I can't drink with dinner.
I'd rather have beer than dessert.
Uh-huh. So beer with dinner then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because ultimately, you know, you eat so much, you don't necessarily pause to take a drink. And so then you still have, like, by the time you're done eating, like, you still have a full beer left. You know, so it really is kind of the post. You know, it helps the digestion.
Yes. It's a digestif.
An aperitif.
Isn't that before?
Can be.
Oh.
I don't know. It's a fancy
Quit trying to be smart. This is a beer podcast, for goodness sakes.
I don't know. People used to drink Fernet for that. I'm like,
I love a good Fernet.
Shocking.
That sounds like a Friendsgiving drink.
Dude, it'll cure you of all your illnesses and ailments.
Go to the Basque before Thanksgiving and have a few.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
No?
No.
Okay.
Fernet and I are not friends.
Ah.
We are not friendly anymore.
Never liked it or tried it too much and had a bad experience?
We were friends once or twice.
Okay.
You know, but it definitely is just one of those weird flavors.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm just not quite 100%. Like, I mean, every so often.
What's this made from?
Yeah, like every so often I can deal with the Jaeger, you know, and whatnot. Every so often.
Yikes.
But.
Not a big fan of Jaeger or JMO.
See, I can get down with some JMO. I love all me some JMO.
Are you a fan of the Jameson that they put back into the beer barrel and then aged?
Yeah, I had an IPA. I had one of those bottles and. You know, honestly, I was like, it just tastes like whiskey. Like,
the beer did nothing.
Like, this doesn't taste like beer whiskey. The beer couldn't
even compete.
No. No, it really can't with something like that. I mean, especially with an IPA. I mean, the stout one, the Jameson stout that was done in a stout barrel, that was actually pretty decent. But the one with the IPA, like, it just didn't make a difference. It was like...
It probably faded before it got to the show.
Right. It's like, bah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm an IPA and I'm going to breathe on you. Like, the IPA is like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Go away, kid. You're bothering me.
They're like, I hit.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of the cartoon where the big guy's got his hand on the kid's head and he's swinging away.
Right.
I'm going to get you.
Yeah, that's basically it. That was my interpretation of that. But a friend of mine was very excited about gifting me a bottle of that. And she's like, oh, look, it's in an IPA.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay.
You got beer gifted?
Yeah.
Like, I heard you like beer. Here, have this gift.
Yeah, here's a Jameson, you know, with IPA in it. Yeah. I'm like, what is this? This is very strange.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
We're trying, Mikey. We're trying to stall this turd as long as we can. Uh-oh. Nobody's there to turn on the fridge mic. We can't hear you.
You might have a cracker that is missing.
it's too late. He's back.
Do I have to do editing?
I only messed all the knobs up.
All the knobs are messed up.
All right. Where are we at?
I'm not ready to move on from this beer yet, so.
Oh, good. I'm just in case.
Please hold all future openings until we're finished.
I don't know what you're trying to do, but I don't like it. I don't like it.
Mm. All right. I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote this, but here we go. Turkey IPA or ham IPA?
Ham.
Turkey.
Turkey.
Turkey IPA, huh?
I think the hops would go better with the turkey.
It feels like it would, but it seems like ham might be a safer. Like, it might take more skill to make a turkey IPA taste good, but it would be your rate of return would be better if you make a good turkey IPA. It would be better than a good ham IPA, but. The
so
ham
both
IPA,
were equally made.
The ham
to the
IPA
best.
Would be, you would screw it up less. Turkey IPA is a high probability of something going wrong, but also it might work out really well. Ham IPA, you're like, yeah, of course, that's fine. Ham. Who's going to screw up a ham IPA? Turkey IPA might screw it up, but it might be wonderful. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Who's your drinking buddy on Thanksgiving? Drunk aunt or drunk uncle?
Is drunk uncle an asshole normally?
Probably.
Yeah, I might be with drunk aunt then.
I mean, there's technically only, we only have two uncles.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them I could care less for.
Well, yeah. This is more fictitious.
Yeah, this is hypothetical.
No, I'm trying to. Yeah. I want to answer this truthfully. No, this is an orgy.
A real question.
Well, so now it's real. The Friendsgiving question. You wanted to do both days. It didn't matter.
No, this is real. It's getting real now.
That's funny. I'm gonna go drunk aunt.
Mm-hmm.
That's more realistic.
Well, they're having the wine. The answer going into the wine. They're like, okay, sure.
They'll be like, this tastes like beer.
No.
Get more for me.
and it's funny how you as the beer drinker is always, everyone's like looking sideways. They're like, oh, you drink pounding a lot of beer. Meanwhile, the ants are having 12% fucking wine, like just pounding 12% wines.
Seven glasses.
And you've had like two IPAs that are 5% or whatever. And they're the ones that are getting ripped, and everyone's looking at you like, oh, you drink so much beer.
So your fifth bottle of Prosecco there?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm the problem here.
don't drink beer. It just has so many carbs.
Damn it, it's true. All right. Did everybody answer that one?
I believe so.
Sure. Okay. We've probably been over this one many times before, but just to catch up, secret ice chest or share with everybody?
Oh. Ice chest.
Yep.
Secret.
Secret.
It's a. Well, I have an ice chest that I'm sharing with everyone, but I bury the good beers way underneath the ice.
Well, yeah, it doesn't have to literally be an ice chest. Do you have your secret stash with you privately, like in the trunk of your car still? Oh, I got to go to the bathroom again.
Have to. Hey, where'd you get that? It was in there.
Found it.
Yeah. It was in there. Search around.
Bet you $5 the cousin Steven will show up with his own ice chest.
Oh, yes.
And it'll have bottled water and beers.
Uh-huh.
And at some point in the evening, he'll do the elevator move where he's just standing straight up and then he just kind of drops at the knees and then reaches over with the one arm, opens the chest, grabs something out, closes the chest and kind of stands back up and just continues doing what he's doing without trying to bring too much attention to himself.
What's he drinking over there?
Where did he get a new beer?
Where did he get that?
That's funny. So. Yeah, I'm blessed that my family doesn't drink very often. And so even if I were to bring something over to share, they'd be like, oh, no, that's okay. I'm like, more for me?
Yeah.
No worries. Crowler for me.
How to be polite and selfish at the same time.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, I brought you beer. Oh, you still don't want to drink it. You still don't like beer? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
I thought that was going to change. Oh, but you want to give me a glass of wine? No, I'm okay. I got my beer.
Okay, I'm good.
And I'll just set the crowler on the Thanksgiving table.
Ooh.
You know?
So that's intimidating, setting the crowler on the table by yourself.
My father's wife has this just beautiful spread on the table, and I'm like, crowler. Kung.
Giant oaky can up there on the...
Yes. It's beautiful.
Yee-haw.
Speaking of conversion beers... This is 2018 now.
Wow. Still?
Yeah, maybe. This might go on for a while.
Yeah, might be 2019 here, real quick.
You got a new family member, you're going to convert them to craft beer. Are you going traditional IPA, West Coast style clear, or are you going to bring them into the hazies right away?
Ooh, that's a good West Coast. Question right now.
Traditional West Coast all the way.
That used to be the one.
I would, but right now, though, the hazy, for somebody that doesn't drink IPAs, it might be a better entry.
They don't know either way.
They don't know. I think they might an easier glide into it because it's going to not be so bitter. It's going to be weird.
It's going to be very weird.
Just rip the Band-Aid off.
It's not going to be bitter.
Yeah.
Just rip it off. Rip the Band-Aid off.
But then that might scare them.
Definitely hazy. the other night I was at a Friendsgiving and this person, they admitted they don't drink IPAs.
They admitted it.
They didn't like the Mocha Midnight I brought. So it was like both ends of the spectrum, just off limits. And
how dare they?
Do you have any
Budweiser? They were handed a beer and it's like, what's that? It's the New England Californication. It was like, I was about to be like, no, you don't like IPA. And then they took a sip, and they're like, oh, that's really good. And I was like, well, okay, well, it's an East Coast, and it's on Miller. And so I had to, like, talk myself down. I was like, well, people, they're more scared of the word than they are of the style. And if it is presented in a way that's not harsh, they actually do like IPA.
That just looks like orange juice.
That's your uncle, huh?
Yes. His name is Bob.
Bob the uncle.
What the hell are you drinking there, Renee?
Orange juice.
Oh, all right. It's an odd time of day to drink orange juice, but okay.
Being healthy, I can't
in my opinion, appreciate that. People should love this
mosaic. You actresses love to stay healthy.
People should love this mosaic that we're drinking. That's what people should. Bro. That's what people should look out for when they want an IPA.
Do you even? All right. Follow up to that one. After you give them this beer, do you beer splain them or do you let them figure it out?
Ooh.
Now you see why this is good is because they leave all the sediment in.
Actually, it's because it's on purpose. It looks like shit because on purpose.
It's not clear.
Yeah, well, they meant to make it look like shit.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, no, they meant to do that.
They meant to do that. Something wrong with my bear. Can't see it. Through it. Oh, they meant to do that. Oh, really?
If you try to beer-splain them, you just look like Ashton Kutcher on a set of punked. You're just like, oh, boom, you just drank an IPA. Boom. They're just like, what validation
you
is that?
Son of a bitch.
Thank God I've never been to that party. Tricked.
That damn Ashton Kutcher tricked me. Said he was going to give me an IPA. Look at this shit.
All right. I did not see that coming.
You're welcome. Show title. Punked IPA.
Punked IPA. That's a new on the Brewdog Network. New show.
And finally...
How's that Brewdog Network doing?
How is that Brewdog Network doing? No, Louie. No crackers.
We haven't you bought a subscription to Brewdog. Mm. We've got a lot of great shows.
I don't have a cracker for you, my friend.
Louie. So Louie's just loving life right now.
Hey, I think you're ready for it.
Beer glass is empty.
Good to the last drop.
Mm. I love
eight M's. I counted eight on that one.
Yes, there's eight.
You're sneaking one in there, trying to get one back.
This is from the Golden Gods of the Perfect Pour. Bought this. Holy guacamole!
Oh, crap. Throw that shit away.
I saw this at Marosha. I was like, the guys will love this. Steven Stills Brewery and Distillery collab series with Consa Sanchez. IPA with lime and avocado. Yeah!
I'm going to lick the bottom
you're
of that.
You're going to drink it, and you're going to enjoy it.
Pendrick.
The Golden Gods wanted you to have fun.
No, they didn't.
Seven Stills, though.
Oh, I'm whoa.
Fascinated.
Funk-ass aroma.
Terrible pour. I'm drooling all over the place.
Strangely dribbling. Fascinated by this.
It's got murk.
What the hell? What is that nose?
That is a crazy-ass nose.
Yep. That's what I thought it was going
to
be.
There's like a bready nose to it. Little sign.
Oh, he's pouring it in his dump glass.
Dump bucket.
Well, avocado to me.
I don't have a problem with this.
Oh, so you don't like the Great Divide, but you'll drink this.
Yeah. I don't like this better than the Great Divide. Oh,
so this is probably, you could have just had this at Eureka, huh?
Yeah.
You would have been on. All right. Cool. Yeah. Awesome. The nose has kind of a breadiness to it, and then there is a little bit of lime in there.
I kind of get the avocado. Kind of get it.
I don't know how the avocado plays.
It's subtle.
Here.
It's subtle.
Just because to me that would like it would to me it'd be like a fat or an oil, which would like kill like head retention and like mass carbonation.
There's no head. It's like there's zero. It's just
that's
like
what
my
she
life.
Said.
Yeah,
wow.
Just like being married. Yeah,
no, no head
yeah,
over
it's
there.
It's a joke. Come on, people.
I almost wonder though if you know because it says avocado, I get in my mind like what it is like to eat avocado. So there's like a mouthfeel to it, and so on the back end, I'm almost getting like an avocado
that
mouthfeel.
Greasy, weird
you check that dateness
that avocados have.
Yeah,
that's why.
I don't know. The lime, I'm not a fan of at all. So
add to the bucket.
It's from September.
And?
We know Marochelle keeps it cold.
Let's guac about it. That's what they put on the bottom.
I just don't think it's the freshest adaptation. I think maybe there is a little bit oxygen in there. And with time, those two are your worst enemies.
Well, didn't Seven Stills do that whiskey collab with TS?
Yep.
So, I mean, they do produce good things.
Yeah, they...
it's just not one of them.
They have a... We actually have a Pilsner also at Maroa Shell. It's called Chili Bin Sipper. That's a collab that we did with them beer-wise. And then, yes, we brewed a Midnight Lightning that they bourbon barrel aged and made a whiskey out of it.
Yeah, I managed to get a bottle of that.
There's a bottle at the parents' house, which we can revisit that if we need to.
Well, then.
Fancy.
We are fancy.
We.
It's like you know people.
Yeah, Matt.
Yes.
It's not bad.
You met Matt.
It's just a little bit oxidized.
I didn't have a problem with it. So I'm saying.
Well,
no, I didn't say it was bad. You. It's just
no. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. Not a fan of the lime.
Nope. The lime and the weird whatever.
I'm okay with lime.
Yeah, I don't drink things with fruit.
You don't
stuff
drink
in it.
Fernet. You don't drink lime.
I am not a snob. I'm
an old married couple over here. What's going on?
No. You want to take this outside? I don't because it's cold.
Nick, was there more things?
Just one more.
All right.
Ooh.
Whales, bro, or no whales, bro? You bringing out the big beers to Thanksgiving, or are you going to leave them at home for yourself?
No whales.
No whales, bro.
No. Don't waste whales.
Hashtag
don't waste whales. Because you're going to waste them there. Even if they like them. It's just gonna go away.
Yeah.
And they're gonna be like, yeah, I remember one year you brought that one beer. And that's what all it's gonna. It's,
they that's your life.
They don't deserve it. They don't. That's my general. Everyone at Thanksgiving.
Just bring some easy drinkers and get through your day.
Last year you brought the one beer.
All right.
No, because they're not gonna appreciate it. The whales are for people that appreciate whales.
I'm gonna come prepared. Ooh. It. Usually depends on our crowd. I know the cousin's good for it. The other cousin, we could talk him into it. And if the stepdad's down, that's when the party goes.
Yes, it is a Thursday.
Sometimes he's surprised us before.
I like it. Maybe he altered his schedule.
Yes,
to be prepared.
I'm gonna say no though, because I always have like the cousin that's like, oh yeah, I can handle it, and then like. You know, half a glass in, he's just assed out of the couch.
If you can handle it.
That was a $17 beer. No.
It's just like, really?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's like halftime of the Cowboys game.
What? Sports?
Sportballs.
That was a great Cowboys game, by the way. Thanksgiving.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Cowboys.
On something.
Yes.
You did it. All right. That's all you had, Nick? Or did we all cover it? All our
Ur game. Yes. Yes, all yes, right. And yes.
Yes, yes, and more. Yes.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail?
Oh, this is your chance to have your own craft beer show right here on The Perfect Pour. 3 minutes or less. You can email us or call us and tell us stuff about stuff, and then we'll play it. Your stuff. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com or 559-492-0542 is the Doortown Network of the shows. And is this a voicemail? That's just an industry email. Never mind that, guys. This is the first
been tricked again.
Voicemail of the week.
Comes hey from guys, this is your Orlando rep, D-Lang. Just wanted to take a quick D-Lang. Second. First of all, hey, I hope everybody that's in California, hope all of you are safe. Hate to see that kind of tragedy right around the holidays especially, but hope everybody's doing all right. Also, just wanted to take a second and say, hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope everybody has a safe holiday, a great holiday, and one filled with a ton of adult beverages. Y'all have a great time, and I'm thankful for all of you guys. Keep up the good work, guys.
Cheers.
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 Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, sir. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving as well, D-Lang.
Yes.
It's very nice of you. And,
damn.
We got a new beer.
Damn. Matt just impressed himself.
Uh-oh.
So proud.
I love
gold.
So every year at the California Craft Brewers Association, they do the beer summit in Sacramento. And they always have like an official after party, and most places they choose are on the smaller side. And, you know, you invite a couple hundred breweries, and they each have a couple people that work for them. Places can get overrun. Well, this year they recommended everybody going to Urban Roots, which was a newer establishment. And we gambled and went in there, and we got seating right away. They had amazing food, and they had amazing beer. They hit all three things, all check marks. So when Will happened to be up in Sacramento, he happened to be going, and I was just like, stop by. And so he had gotten some pretty good side dishes and barbecue, and he picked up one of these beers for us. And it's called Like Riding a Bike.
Yes.
West Coast IPA, citrus, dank, and clear. They say clear. Ooh. Clear
that's is a descriptor.
It's a descriptor. See? On the can.
All right.
I'm telling you, man, last week's episode was PK's. 6.2%. We did it.
I don't know how Mikey saw that in the future.
You could read Moose's head through this beer.
This is good beer. This is a good beer.
Great beer.
Mm-hmm. So, I was kind of reading up on them. The brewer, I guess, has about 20 years in the industry. I don't know him by name, so he's very seasoned, even though this place is on the newer side. And, go in there and get the sampler. You get all the different cuts of meat, and you get a couple of sides, and it's solid food. And, like I said, they were a huge facility, and they had a sauce bar and a soda machine and, you know, very family-friendly and bike friendly and
nerd cool. Friendly.
Yeah
good.
And nothing wrong with that. They're on the edge of downtown, like by the freeway, but they are recommended. Just go there.
That's a good beer.
Okay. I'm there.
You're there already.
I'm not mad at it,
but yeah, they have styles all over the board. They have
it's a good beer.
Amber lagers, Pilsners, Keller beers, Saisons, and IPAs, red ales, double IPAs, and then guest taps as well. And I was looking at the board, and the first thing that caught my eye was they had a ribbon on top of this beer, and it was a 2018 ribbon. I think it might have been probably one of the fairs that happens. It either could have been LA or Sacramento, but it was a gold ribbon. So I was like, it has to be good if we got a gold ribbon.
Gold ribbon.
I wish I could remember when we were there, they had like, it was called like Melon Avenue or something like that. I was like, I don't want mango or melon in my beer, but it was just like a dry hopped IPA or a double dry hopped IPA. And it was fantastic. So Urban Roots, look out for
Urban Roots, man. Up and comers.
Anyways, as you were, voicemails.
Perfect pour.
Hey,
it's Chef.
Hey, what's up,
Chef? Beer rep calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Right to Chicago.
I'm here at FOBAB, the Festival of Barrel-Aged Beers.
It's the FOBAB.
Festival of Barrel-Aged Beers in North America. That's right. We checked Canada.
Hard check against the boards.
And
nice hip check.
We've been drinking. We were volunteering the night before. Now we're drinking. And I just want to tell you some of my favorite beers of the festival so far. So, Da Bears.
Well done.
I don't get around here in Chicago. Done. I had a McKellar San Diego beer called Binemender. That was delicious. 12%
heard
coffee
of it.
In a VSOP barrel. I also had a Bottle Logic beer. What's a bald guy from Chicago doing drinking Bottle Logic?
Yeah.
That was great. It was called Dark Star November. Another great beer from Illinois, we had Dos Fadania Coconut by Destiel Brewing. They've won before. Great beer. Having a great time here.
Not when you're in Chicago.
It's called the Dos. Cheers.
Can we get a clip of that?
We'll get that.
And they helped me volunteer last night. It was great. The guys are all awesome. They worked their tails off. and it's just really fun. So thanks to everybody. I didn't see anybody from the Perfect Four yet this weekend, but what? You never know. You guys, also cheers to you. You're doing great. Keep up the great work. And as always, it's been educational. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
That guy's great.
Holy crap. Yeah, but his ensemble is new. That's
that was like the SNL skit right there. Let's get to it up here.
Nubbers. They've been working on that. It sounds like that they've been.
I don't think they did. I think he just called it out and they were there ready.
Like, oh, man. Wow. Either way,
I'm pretty impressed.
That was, yeah. That was the next Jeff. Level.
That was some good stuff.
He next leveled us.
That was some heavy usual Chicago. Colin or?
The chef is usual Colin, but chef he's never has. Had his backing.
His backing
his montage?
Yes.
His Chicago montage?
His Chicago.
That was some good
backup
stuff.
Dancers.
Back the chef.
What's up, Perfect Pour? It is Colin and Janine, and hi, we just guys. Got back from Bent Barley Brewing Company.
Which Colin helped build.
I was a plumber on that one.
Oh,
it's pretty good to go back plumbing. And drink beer.
Brewery plumber.
And I got bought a flight by the owner, who was very nice to me. Good couple guys. They're a great couple.
Yeah.
They're not gay, but they're great.
I like the soundtrack.
No, fantastic place, I mean, for sure.
Yes.
Who's so, in the background?
Kind of want to say thanks Aerosmith. To Long Beach John for thinking that we're a couple in our 30s. We're a couple in our 40s, and we do enjoy all the Colorado local beer.
Is this the imperfect pour, or is this Colin and Janine?
I had kids too young, so I had my kids first and raised them, and now I'm having fun. And so that's kind of the way it is.
What's going on? They're in
and
the
so
windstorm.
I have a 24-year-old and a 20-year-old, and then I also have an 11-year-old, because that was oops.
So. It's a tornado.
Still have one at home.
It's a cold winter.
Oops.
24-year-old, 4-year-old. She kind of likes pot more than, you know, booze, but we're a little disappointed in that one.
Get under an underpass. Guys, get off the interstate. Get under an underpass. The tornado's coming.
Beer's not the answer to everything.
Maybe, beer is maybe the answer to everything.
To the perfect inhale or something.
What was the question?
Perfect inhale. Welcome to the perfect inhale, where we talk about smoking joints all day. It's going to be fun.
Put on the Dorktown Network.
Anyway, so we drink a bunch of beer. We got back to the house. And
now we're enjoying a parabola.
2018
parabola.
My dad calls it parabola.
Yeah, you can't just leave shit alone. That's what we call parabola.
Oh my God, it's parabola.
Yeah. The tool song.
Yeah, it's not a. It's not like an infectious disease. It's a beer. It's a fantastic ale.
Parable.
Yeah, so next time we go up to Weldworks, which is up in Greeley where my 24-year-old lives, actually, we're going to have to check out Wiley Roots because your friend Gumby, either he's got a friend in Colorado or he lives in Colorado and he's just not telling us because he doesn't want to have it get it with us or something. But he's got some good beer secretive. from here, like some Weldworks and some Wiley Roots, which are both from Greeley. So next time we'll have to check out Wiley Roots as well instead of just going to Weldworks.
Yeah, we've been there twice, but we haven't ever purchased their cans or their bottle releases. People do actually clamor for their stuff, but
clamor.
They're good. Lots don't of get clamor. Me wrong, but when you live next door to Weldworks, it's I don't even know
it's
how to explain it.
It'd
be
day.
Like any other brewery living next door to Russian River, I guess. You know, it's like this one is so spectacular, and then you're like, this other one's good, but it's next door to the spectacular one.
That's right, Russian River. She just called you out.
Yeah,
the imperfect pour, dude. Email the imperfect pour. It's not us.
Yay.
Is that the end of our call? Can we do more call?
No.
We didn't reach 3 minutes.
Yes, yet. We did.
We did?
We did.
We still have parabola.
No, you're getting called off.
3 minutes. It's over.
It's over. Over, man. Oh,
mine went over.
Oh, shit.
Over.
That was a fascinating conversation.
Oh, yes. Welcome.
Oh, so they you haven't been listening, Lady Beer Love. You haven't been listening to the show.
Okay, I apologize. My schedule has been a little booked. A little busy juggling.
Wait, the Perfect Boar isn't played on rotation in the
beer car?
Garden? The House of Pendragon?
In the beer
There's
garden.
No beer in those boxes.
I'm not looking for just beer. FYI. You know what I'm looking for?
Packaging?
He's going to ship a sip to somebody.
Jump into the box. Jump into the boxes.
Benjamin.
I'm not smart enough to know.
He's not a charades expert.
I'm terrible at
the charades. The calendars!
Oh.
He's like, oh, now I know what's going on.
New Year.
Ooh.
He's showing the calendars off, guys.
No, I'm podcasting!
What? Ooh.
This is the Scotty B Beard Show podcast, folks. And I'm only going to talk about one specific beer.
Pacific?
Because it's only a 3-minute show. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to see if you can guess which beer I'm going to talk about. Mm-hmm. Can you guess?
Mm-hmm. Chocolate also.
I'll give you a hint.
Pacific.
One, it's hashtag juicy.
Oh, my God.
It's a local beer, local to where we're at here in the Full Fresno-ish circle? Area.
Clusterfuggle?
It's 9.5% ABV, but it doesn't taste like it.
Ooh,
so if you're not careful,
it tastes like a 12%.
You're going to get hammered. Can you guess what beer
getting
it is?
Getting ripped!
Can you? Yep, that's right. Mike Samaya is knocking it out of the park again with Riley's Hammered.
Oh, my gosh. I have something to say about
five,
this after Scotty's
not
show
three, not bad. Four, but five. Four packs, folks.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I would advise you get some, too, before it's all gone.
Oh, my. Because
it is good. It is damn good. And I shipped a four-pack down to one of my friends in SoCal. Went to high school with. And, yeah, I still have a few left. I'm going to have one in just a minute here. I just pulled into my driveway. So I'm almost home. I was driving, but I'm not driving now. So yeah, that's the Scotty B Beer Podcast Show.
Oh, wow.
Where I talk about beer, and I yell and stuff.
This is a good show. I like
try
this.
To get some
I'm
hammered
subscribing
before it's
right
gone.
Now.
Keep up the great work. I'm podcasting.
Scotty B. That beer, that this podcast that we just listened to, mm-hmm. talked about Bells from Dorktown podcast told me about this Hammered from Riley's, and he said it was amazing and loved it. He had it and I had not heard of it, and that Riley's, and he showed me a picture of it, and it's got a can with, you know, like up, you know, new style can art. Like very un-Riley's can art.
Wow.
And I was like, what? What is this? And now Scotty B's chiming in with this. So apparently we got to get a can of this Hammered. It's in my looking out for right now. With Mike Mike is back.
He's back with Riley's.
At the Riley's, and Riley's has got some juice again.
Yeah. So. We just did a House of Pendragon just did a collaboration with Riley's.
Oh. When's that? Is that out right now, or is that
you guys? It's it in was out
fermenting. You oh, know, it's out there, gone.
It is. Yeah, I think it just went to draft. It was called the Catalyst. It was an IPL, and it was something that we had on down at
Matt loves the IPLs.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it was down at Hop PK, and it was pretty good actually.
I think I missed that.
Oh,
I think it's still there. I think I did see it on the menu. But.
I guess we'll see where Matt's at for lunch tomorrow.
but yeah, I mean, it's kind of fun. Tommy was like, yeah, like let's do collaborations with like the local brewers. Just because.
And everyone's like, shut up, Tommy.
Like,
do you not like making money?
Not? Yeah. No one's, you're not going to make money that way, bro. But I like to drink local.
We do. We like to support the local and be local, so. It's fun. We're friendly.
It's exciting.
Oh.
We are friendly.
Here in Fresno, the heart of craft
we'll
beer.
We'll just make fun of you for your choices when you come in.
Fair.
There's no choice you can make that we can't make fun of.
But fair.
There's like, no, you have no way to win. Whatever thing you do, whatever choice you make on the board, we're like, oh, oh my God.
Want to try that again?
There's no way. Oh my God, you can believe this. She chose that. That's crazy. And now we're on to the voicemail line of the show. 559-492-0555. 4-2 is the number for the show, and now I'm into, I will never be able to find the Skype app again. How's it going, guys? What are we drinking right now? What's the active beer on the show?
We're still drinking the like riding a bike.
Oh, that one.
Urban Roots.
There's still some of that left?
There's a little, just a little taste left.
You lick the inside of the can.
There's crackers.
Louis still waiting patiently or impatiently.
Yes.
I mean, somebody could walk to the beer fridge.
No, that's crazy.
What? I'm enjoying not walking to the beer fridge this episode. Fine.
Oh, he thought he was going to get away with not having to go to the beer
fridge. It's a goal of mine every episode.
What about you damn beer kids? What is in there? That damn hazy. Hey, Mom! Them damn hazy kids are on the lawn again! Just tell them to go away, honey. Well, they ain't going away. That's the whole problem. Well, apparently there are no voicemails on the traditional voicemail line. This has happened before.
And weird.
It's very sad, but we'll deal with it. And I guess knowing that information, then we have to go back to this.
We asked people to participate.
We said
in what they're thankful for.
Yeah, the. Yeah, well, that was last week, and I'm sorry we did not give a heads up on that. We were recording a day early, so that's the whole thing with this. So, I apologize if you're like, "Hey, bro, I called in."
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Thanks, everyone, for participating and helping us out with the show. That was a good new podcast we listened to from Scotty B. And anyone that has their own beer podcast, they want to test market their show, we're here for you. We'll listen to you. Yep. And now coming back from the beer fridge.
It's cold over there.
Nick. He's trying real hard to get his beard to outgrow Matt, but good luck. He's like, he's doing all kinds of beard exercises every morning. His beard exercising. Matt's just like sitting back, like, I don't do any exercising. Nick's just like, come on, beard.
I love gold.
Did you guess 12-ounce can? You guessed right. What do we got, Nick?
I am looking at this can. So here's the deal. We have an Epic Brewing Son of a Baptist.
Hey, that's my brother.
Okay. We have Lady Beer Love's brother in a can.
It's dark.
Look at that color.
That's what happens when you send me to the beer fridge.
Looks like blood cherry.
So, I did not put this together until recently. The Son of Baptist, if you look at the can, right? Mm-hmm. Epic is from Utah.
Mm-hmm.
It says brewed with local coffee. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not brewed with their local coffee. It's brewed with your local coffee.
What?
So, they source coffee. Wherever this beer is going to go, they source the coffee from that area, put that coffee in the beer, and then ship it back to that town where the roastery that they got the beans from is located.
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And so I was trying to read what beans this was. I didn't get to see whose coffee this is, but there's
Call
different versions.
Thank you.
Of the Son of Baptist.
Interesting.
Yeah. The beer is completely the same. They don't tailor the beer for the coffee. They make the beer and put their coffee in it. So unless you have friends around the states to ship you different versions of it, you won't know what the different versions taste like.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I wonder if somebody's got a... I would imagine somebody... at least from the brewery, has done this. Mm. Or had all the
Yeah, I'm wondering. I bet if you go to Epic, you could probably taste all the variants there. Mm-hmm.
This is good, though. This variant is good.
Nice and roasty.
Nice and roasty.
Looking out for beers. Oh, we got live a live fest. It's happening at Tioga Sequoia on the 15th of December. Woo! What's happening on the 15th of December?
Rush Day.
Rush Day. Woo! Is there any talk of the line? How set up for the line? Is there going to be a porta potty out there? Like accidentally left on the sidewalk?
There might not be one this year. Ooh. Just because we got rid of the porta potties.
Oh my God.
You guys have actual bathrooms now.
We have actual bathrooms. Oh, now.
But they're inside the gate.
Yeah, what's going to happen during Line Fest for Rush Day? What am I going to do?
Ugh.
Thing you know, they're going to take away your extension cord.
Pee in the alley, like everybody else.
How dare they?
How dare they?
Yeah, you're going to leave me an extension cord, right? Right?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Good. Thank God. Got to keep my phone charged. Got to update my followers.
That's right.
What I'm doing. 3 in the morning. I'm still here. It's cold.
We've all decided to snuggle.
It's a grip snuggle. To stay warm. We got to stay alive.
You could just go home. Yeah. You know, it's
no.
It's 6 miles from your house.
I'm here.
What else are you looking out for, Matt, other than Line Fest for Rush Day?
From Anchor, they released a beer called Brewer's Pale Ale, and it features Citra hops. Anchor's not really known for
When they make a hoppy beer, they put like 3 more hops in their normal beer. Like,
so they're not.
We super hopped the crap out of this one.
Oh, man. That's hot.
Yeah. Woo! You sure you want to go that hard, John? Yep. We're doing it. We're just going to be like all the other kids.
John is one of their famous brewers.
We're doing it. 3 hops.
But they're not necessarily known for using newer hops or having extremely hop-forward beers to where they're citrusy and, you know, dank and stuff like that. So I want to know as far as knowing brewers and having barely brewed before, I want to know what the Brewer's Pale Ale tastes like, because sometimes you just want a good-ass beer. You don't want it to be all adjunct.
Ass beer? What?
Ass beer.
And then,
No. That's like not even one M.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's just ass.
Retracting your M.
Negative M.
Negative M.
It's reference like from earlier in the show.
No, yes, tangent? Not even a tangent. Wow.
Oh, whoa. No, that's not a tangent.
That's not a tangent?
This other one I found in my phone, which must have been a drunken screen cap from Block 15 Brewing. It's called Dab Lab, but it is a Mosaic IPA, which is the only reason why I would save that. DABLAB from Block 15, which is the Hop Father was drinking that in Portland, Oregon. So I trust that.
Hop Father.
I trust that individual's judgment.
You should.
Interesting, because I actually may run into that beer in the next month.
Oh, on your
your annual Pacific Northwest run.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you going to go Cascade? You going to cascade it up?
I actually, there's a new brewery up there that has kind of very fast and quick become one of my favorites to visit. And it's in Vancouver, Washington. And on my beer to look for.
Beer to look for, too.
Yes. Brothers Cascadia up in Vancouver, Washington, is putting out some really amazing things. They had a beer last year when I was up there. they had this beer called the Crazy 88s. And okay. it was a rice beer.
What?
Yeah. It was super strange. It was a rice lager. And damn. It was the strangest, most refreshing beer that I've put in my mouth in a very long time. And it was just very strange. I mean, it was almost like eating a rice cake, but not in a weird, bland, like, oh my God, I'm eating a rice cake.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, it was very strange. Like, it took a second for my head to get wrapped around it, but I definitely crawlered it and brought it back to Tommy. I was like, oh my God, you got to taste this, like, really weird beer. Like, I don't even understand what this is. But it was pretty fantastic, you know? And I mean, their IPA is pretty good, and they got some good stouts. They kind of started off with the barrel aging. And so a lot of their stuff has been that, but they took the Crazy 88s to the Great American Beer Fest and like took a bronze with it. So,
whoa, battle, bro.
Yeah. Riddles. I mean, they like immediately got hardware. So, I mean, and it's fun because, Jason and Sherman, who are the brewers up there, were friends, not really necessarily of mine, but like my mom's watering hole that's in her town. You know, she just kind of has her own bar stool that's there. And so they were first workers there, and then they jumped over and started their own brewery. And so it's kind of like, you know, they know to expect me once a year. And so I bring a lot of House of Pendragon up for them, and nice. They send me back with a bunch of stuff. So it makes it fun. It makes it really fun. So, yeah, I mean, definitely looking out for Brothers Cascadia, but also because I'm up there.
So when you get back, one should venture their way into the House of Pendragon tap room, and they might... You might open up a bottle for them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And also, Rocklin, California has, and I always mispronounce this brewery, and I feel bad. I call it Mosca, but I've also heard Muska.
Oh, yeah. That was Muska.
I always thought it was Muska.
Muska.
But I don't know. Yeah. That's why I've always read it as Muska.
Yeah, their old granddad might be one of my favorite Imperial IPAs that I just, damn. I really...
Yeah.
Enjoy that beer. So, and one of the guys that works there, Jeff, he and I share bottles quite often. And so I'm taking him up some of this Merlin Society beer. So we're going to
lucky bastard
share some things, you know, but I mean like, yeah, he always is just like, oh my God, try this. And oh my God, you know, try this and stuff like that. So it's fun to share beer with people. Mm-hmm. So
that's one of the more fun things about being beer geek.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're in Rockland, definitely go check that spot out. So delicious, delicious beer.
Nice,
delicious.
Yeah, I've heard good things about them.
Yeah, I've had their stuff a couple times now, and everything that they're doing is just hitting really, really well.
Nice. They got a San Diego brewer with them now.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the
Derek Galanos.
Derek guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been on the Perfect Pour.
Yeah, pretty cool.
It all comes back around the perfect.
That's
yes,
right.
Absolutely.
First. Matt, is there more looking out for us? Yeah.
This one's for the brother.
Oh. I got my pen ready.
I doubt you won't.
Start writing.
Alvarado Street has released a beer called Pie Hard. It's an excellent name.
Pie like Hard?
Die Hard, but Pie Hard.
Or Spy Hard.
Or Spy Hard. Hard.
But it is an IPA.
Okay.
But it is a pie inspired. That's the other one. It's not an IPA.
Nope.
So it is a pie inspired kettle sour ale with apple puree, vanilla, and spices.
Interesting.
So it is your
sour apple. So we're talking Granny Smith apples here?
Yeah, Washington.
Boo. Worst kind of apples.
Washington apples? Crap.
crap.
But you are the apple pie guy, so there's your apple pie.
Sour pie beer.
There's your apple pie ale.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll get my dad to make you an apple pie. He's great at apple pies.
Yeah. All right. Does he slice them or does he cube them?
They're sliced.
Okay.
Well, the Smith apples are what's used, right? And that's tart. So this kettle sour might be.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it'll straighten out those Washington apples.
No. Yeah. Show them what's what.
Yeah.
Like straighten yourselves out, Washington apples.
So there you go.
Get it right.
Get it right. Some bitch.
Get it right.
I am now looking out for that.
I made you an apple pie, honey. Ain't them damn fucking Washington apples, are they?
Slap it out of your hand.
I don't know. I just made it. Ah, shit. I ain't going to have that then. If you don't know they ain't Washington, I ain't drinking it either. No, none of it.
Oh, Alvarado, here you go. Man. Mikey, they have one for you, too.
We're doing a show here. Forgot. I was just having fun.
Hey.
Wrangle
him back. Somebody wrangle that guy back.
Podcast.
They have a double IPA.
Oh, my God.
And it's called...
I hear these double IPAs are all the rich. It's called
Pit Row. There you go. That's for Mikey right there.
I'm all about the racing. I love that racing.
Yeah, sports.
Give me that NASCAR. Give it to me.
No, it's they have like 80s sunglasses on.
So yeah,
I think they mean like Skid Row. Pit Row.
Skid Row, man.
I see what they're doing.
Skid Row. Skid Row. Top 80.
I'm good.
I'm glad. Top 80 80s band. Skid Row.
Skid Row?
How do you know it's a Skid Row song? They'll say it.
We are Skid Row!
Just like that.
How do I know the solo's coming? Guitar!
We are the East Gone Wild.
What was that?
That was Louie. Louie was not appreciative. Louie's like,
don't make fun of my
80s. He's over it.
Don't make fun of my music.
Guys, you guys are really taking this week.
He's like, it's not your normal day.
Yeah. I'm just over it. Just give me a cracker.
He's like, I can't even save you with my cracker.
Just one cracker.
Yeah, go drooling, Renee.
Oh, poor Louie.
All right. Nick, yeah, I'm looking out for us.
I am looking out for this year's barrel-aged Old Rasputin, which is their 21st anniversary.
Oh, it's finally old enough to drink itself. It's
finally old enough.
Adorable.
To drink itself. It's in a 500-milliliter bottle this year.
Does that normally get to Fresno?
Yes.
Okay. Where does it normally show up at?
Just about everybody gets one. Really? I've seen them at Fig Tree Whole Foods.
All the normal craft beer
Probably spots. Total Wine now that we have one.
Yeah.
It's pretty fancy in there.
Yes. It's fancy.
Yeah.
It's the fancy.
Fancy pants. Yeah, it gets around. The fort. The fort. Get it. The
fort. Yeah, get it.
Probably Maroa Shell.
Maroa the Shell.
I don't know if there's variants this year or just a barrel-aged. Some years they've experimented with different barrels.
Oh. You don't know. You're just like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I just want it.
And I'm looking for Alvarado's Pie Hard.
Pie Hard. That is a great name.
You guys have never heard of this beer before?
Is it a pecan pie? What is it?
Apple pie.
Oh, okay.
We debated about the kind of apples.
So it's got cubed apples?
It had cubed Washington apple puree. Yeah.
Washington apple. They make apples up there?
What show are we on?
What dimension is this? Which dimension are we in? Because just tell me, and I'll play to that dimension.
It's almost about to be midnight, and you need some therapy.
Oh.
Wow.
New beer entering the show.
Segway.
Donated to the please. Show.
Segways are old.
2018 Segway of the Year.
Yeah, there it is. Write that down. That's coming. Beer of the Year show is coming. There Dust Bowl Brewing. Donated to the show by Dust Bowl Brewing. Local brewer.
It's like they hurt me.
Dust Bowl in the Turlocks. In an effort to resurrect the black IPA style, we offer you this dark and delicious triple IPA with a color assist
triple
and smooth malt backbone from Munich and Carafa.
God
malts.
Damn. I didn't think I was opening a triple.
Look for the tropical and citrus aromas found in Therapists and Confused Therapists. So this is like if they did a Confused and Therapist but with holy black hell. IPA. Yeah,
it's triple, 11.4%.
It smells like it.
Thank you, Dust Bowl, as always.
It smells like Dust Bowl, like spray paint, like in a good way. I want to huff this all day.
If you're a brewery that wants to send this beer, you can do it, just like Dust Bowl did.
Damn.
This is easy drinking.
This will make you button.
It's a dangerous beer.
This will make you button your shirt up crooked.
That's good stuff.
Damn. That is not.
I forgot about black.
That is not malty. That is not boozy. That is just. It just hits the tongue.
It's just beer.
And it's just good.
It's just beer and you drink it.
God damn.
That's a dangerous beer.
It's dry.
Oh boy. Getting into some trouble. Looking out for track 7. Chuck Wagon. It's a DIPA. And it's got a cool can art. I just saw the can art. It's like different from track 7. Like track 7, everyone's updating their can art. You got to have like cutting edge can art now. If you're going to make it in the Instagram world of beer, you got to have cutting can edge art.
Can edge.
You got to have all that cutting can edge art. Track 7's doing it, man. This Chuck Wagon's got its tropical and its peach and its coconut and its mosaic hops. So you can't beat it.
Is there a picture of chili? It's on the can.
I think there is, actually. I think there is.
I would think there would have to be.
I think there would.
I mean, you say Chuck Wagon and immediately it's chili from Zanger.
Chili fries? Yes.
Yeah. This one's Phoenix. The Tempe beer, Goldwater Brewing and Bottle Shop 48 in Tempe collabed for Holy Hazy Batmate. They couldn't use Batman, I'm assuming. So they said, Holy Hazy Batmate.
Batmate.
They didn't want to get sued. Batmate. Unlike some breweries that just like try, like say, like, go ahead and sue me. I'll just stop making the beer. They just like, well, let's just not get sued. So Holy Hazy Batmate.
My Batmate.
It's an IPA. It's a hazy IPA. It's a double dry hopped hazy IPA. And it's 7%. Oh. And this is the bottle shop that I've been in, actually, in Tempe, Arizona. It is right by Trent's house. Trent from Get Off My Podcast of the Dorktown Network. And I've been in there. It's a cool bottle shop that you can actually drink in. It's one of those bottle shops.
Ooh.
That you can actually, they actually have like 5 or 6 taps in there.
Nice.
So you can hang out and drink amongst the doors, the coolers of beers, bottles, you can sit there and drink. So it's a very cool atmosphere as far as I'm concerned. So they collab with these guys and the can has, it's got Batman, but Batman's got like this brewer's beard. So it's just like this side shot of Batman, but with a brewer's beard. So
that sounds racist.
So I need this beer. Look it out for it. Lady Beer Love, Renee, is there something you're looking out for right now? Is there a beer you're just like, I want to have that beer, and I've never had it before?
You know, I'm excited for the new. You've had it before. Well, yeah, I'm excited for the new things. I'm about to make my annual trek up to the Pacific Northwest. And so it's always fun to hit up, you know, the bend things and hit up, you know, I actually want to make and swipe my brother. So my brother has attempted to become a beer like knowledgeable person.
a beer knower.
But yeah, so like what's interesting with him is, you know, he's like, oh, I know beer. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, let's talk about
it. Oh boy.
Oh boy. Okay. But I think
I know beer,
says the teacher and the bartender.
Did you know that? Did you know that IPA was from when in England when they had to really hop their beer to make the beer trip to India? You're like, yeah, whoa, that's some high level knowledge you got there, bro.
No, but I mean, what's nice is my mom is about an hour and a half away from Tillamook.
Whoa.
And so
coastline.
So while I'm up there, it's like it's really kind of silly for me not to go over to DeGard and, you know, grab a couple bottles from the fancy sour brewer up there. Yeah, go get some cheese and some sour beers. So their cranberry boo is maybe like one of my favorite.
I think you've brought that here.
Yeah.
Once upon a time. It does feel like we had that.
Yeah, DeGard is pretty good. You know, so it's really nice to be able to get it from there. And now Pendragon's kind of venturing into some more sours, so I can actually take some up and show them, like, hey, here's what we're doing. And
nice.
You know, the last
trading.
Yeah, the last time I was there, they were like, hey, bring us some stuff. Like, we would love to try it. And at the time, Pendragon hadn't gotten into any of the sours. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think I want to bring, like, an IPA up yet. Like, but, you know, our sours are pretty dope right now. So we have the Guinevere on right now with the aged apricots. But yeah, so I think I'm going to hit up some DeGard and definitely hit up Brothers Cascadia and see if I can't get in on a brew session, you know, with some of them, just seeing what they're doing and having fun.
So, ah,
fun.
Recon.
Industry.
Nah, it's just fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun. And it's fun too, cause like I take a bunch of beer up and, you know, they're just like, oh, you know, we want to talk to Tommy. Like, you know, we want to talk to you guys. Wow. And
no. So you can't talk to Tommy. No.
Only the special people talk to Tommy. But no, I mean, it's like, it's just, it's really cool because, you know, they're, you know, from different states and stuff and they want to support, you know, craft beer and craft beer up and coming industries and things like that. So the craft love comes all the way down. So it's always fun to just randomly be like, you know, you don't want to be like that person where you walk into a place and you're like, oh yeah, like I work at a brewery. Right? Like,
note to self.
Industry discount over here.
Well, it's weird. It's just weird.
I have found the best way to go about that is you just put a sticker on the counter and they start the conversation. Be like, oh, you work for a brewery? Be like, yeah, I do.
Oh,
and they'd be like, oh yeah, we have industry discount. You'd be like, that's what I was going.
Well, so Heather, a fellow or former coworker, Heather and I went up to go see Smashing Pumpkins and over in Oakland, and so it was actually pretty fantastic because we went over to Alameda.
Oh wow!
And so we went to Almanac,
yes,
their new tap room that's over there that they opened up on Alameda County Island, and and so it was pre-Smashing Pumpkins. We're sitting there and I see this guy like walking around the back and he's going back behind the bar and pouring himself stuff. And I'm like, this guy is somebody. Like, I don't know who he is, but I was like, he's somebody, you know? And so I was just kind of like sitting there and biding my time and everything else. And then one of the customers. Yeah, right. One of the customers behind us was like, oh, hey, we'll have fun at Smashing Pumpkins. And I turned around. I'm like, oh, hey, how did you know we were going? And he was like, oh, I was talking to them. I was like, oh, you guys are going too? And of course, it's like the people that I was trying to get like a conversation with. I'm not really shy. I don't really have
you?
A hard time. Like,
I don't know. You come out of your shell a little bit sometimes.
Sometimes. But it was kind of one of those like, I don't want to be the douchebag and be like, yo, I work for a brewery, man. So we were like, yeah, you know, we're so excited. Like we drove all the way up from Fresno. Like I took time off of my work. Like I cut out early and took some comp time and, you know, and I'm here and they're like, oh, well, how did you hear about us? And I was like, well, her husband's a brewer and like da, 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 da. And they're like, wait, you brew? And like, oh yeah, blah, 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 blah. So this started this whole conversation and it ended up being Damien, one of the co-founders of Almanac.
There you go.
And so it's just really nice to like sit and have a conversation. And he's like, oh yeah, we'll see you on the floor. And Heather and I are like, no, you won't. But okay. Like, right.
We're poor. Like,
yeah.
We're up there.
Yeah. We are nosebleed for Smashing Pumpkins, but it doesn't really matter. But it ended up being an amazing show. Like they played for 3.5 hours. And I mean, it was just melt your face good. And, yeah. And I mean, it was fun. It was like Almanac. Their tap room over there.
I've seen Alameda's. Pictures. Their place looks amazing.
It's gorgeous inside.
Yeah.
It's super open and, you know, I mean, and their flights are super dope, and they got some really good stuff.
Man, that's cool.
So yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. So we had a good time when we were up there. So it's always fun to go try out the new things.
Almanac. Looking out for Almanac.
Down the street from Faction, right?
Yes.
Yep.
The strawberry basil sour was
the best.
Stupid.
The best view in the bay. Good. Faction.
Bro. The best views.
The yeah. best. They've got the best views.
It's awesome.
Show us your views.
Do it.
Show us your views. Better than Drake.
Ooh! Snap, Loyo. Did you hear that? That was Matt. Matt,
the artist.
Oh, the artist Drake.
He had an album called...
He said Drake's.
He had an album called View. I said Drake.
I know.
Come on.
Trying to get you in trouble. Come on. Trying to get you in trouble, bro.
You drink this one triple and you get all crazy.
I got this triple midnight. Did Nick even get this midnight?
See, I got it right here.
Dude.
See my glass?
Is that best of both worlds for you?
What's that?
It's dark like a stout?
It's got IPA-ish. Sure. Oh,
got lots of alcohol in it. I'm okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's boozy and it's dark. It's kind of like a stout.
It's fine. Alcohol, bro.
This is good. This is actually really good. I saw it in the beer fridge and I passed on it because I was not keen on the words.
Did you do a meh?
But
yeah, meh.
I regret my decision.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. What were you caught drinking?
I went to the Moroa Shell on a recommendation from Mikey.
Ooh.
And I picked up a 15 pack of the Tasty IPA.
All right.
And I've been nursing that thing.
Yeah,
and it's good. Pack. It's good.
It makes Louis sad that you did that.
And then while I was at Whole Foods, they had Obsidian Stout. They had it in their singles section. I was like, it's either really old or they have six packs. And they had six packs. So I grabbed one of those. Been sipping on that. When I was at Friendsgiving over at the Friends house for the Friends thing, they had Nelson.
Ooh.
Oh.
So he personally picked that. Will picked that out. Because he knew I was going to be there, and I like hoppy beers. We opened a Mocha Midnight. We were sharing that amongst the roommates and the friends. New England Californication, even with a couple months on it, still sipping pretty well. And then we opened a bottle of Summer Breeze from Libertine, and it was it was good.
Makes you feel fine.
It did.
Was it blowing through the jasmine in your mind? Or?
Yeah.
Did it do anything to your jasmine?
What's your jasmine state?
How was your jasmine afterwards?
It was foiling about.
Oh. All right, Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. You will very likely accept your friend requests. Probably.
Untapped, yes.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Most likely.
Most likely to take a friend on Untapped.
Nick.
What?
What are you big country gay?
Oh, you know, it is celebration season.
Oh, yes.
Sierra Nevada's
celebration.
If they took the pale ale and made it better, they called it celebration.
Oh, wow. That's a bold statement.
Yep. Pizza beer. If you're looking for a good pizza beer, I would recommend celebration. Mikey, top pourer, pizza beer and beer pairing guru now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a pizza and beer post that's doing nothing.
It's doing nothing.
Not getting any kind of play on the internet. But
zero.
It's out there.
No. And
Louie.
Ooh. I'm going to drop my phone, Louie.
He's causing problems.
It's not time for an upgrade, Louie. What else? Is that all I checked into? I feel like I got a badges.
Badges.
No badges.
A lot of badges this week.
We don't need no stickers.
Wasn't that badge the week? Wasn't a great badge week?
It was. Last badge I got was Veterans Day badge.
Oh.
What's your haze level?
You drank for the truth.
I still have not got a haze badge.
What? Oh.
I'm not.
That makes sense. Where's my haze badge?
Where's my haze badge? Let's check into a beer, see if we get any badges right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Find a hazy to break check into. Do we have any hazies here? We don't have any hazies to check into, do we?
Thank goodness.
We not had a hazy this week?
No, the holy guacamole was not clear.
No, well, but that's not a hazy beer. Hazy IPA.
I don't know.
It's not traditional. What's going on?
It's not clear.
We reached PKs last week, so.
These
these
reserve beers don't exist. There's no barcode.
Ooh, we're off the grid, bro.
Off the grid. I cannot scan. No, nope. Right. Stop.
Yeah, you should be able to find it though.
What else? Anything else, Nick?
I'm trying to think. Nothing. It must. Nothing must have been new because I didn't check it. Yeah. Bother to check it in.
Same old situation.
Other than the celebration.
Same old. Ale. Same old dong, song and dance.
Dong and dance.
Same old. Same old situation.
Yeah. Business as usual.
Business as usual. Woo. What's the beers you've been drinking lately, there, Renee? Are you on the Untaps?
I am on the Untaps, but the Untaps and I have a very love-hate relationship.
Oh, have you not been using it lately?
Well, no. Okay, so
what would be your handle on Untap?
Should be Lady Beer Love. But the so one of my first like bottle shares, I was like untapping like crazy, you know, and it was
boom.
The House of Pendragon. It was before they had the opportunity to say that you were like pouring 5 ounces and even like less than 5 ounces. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I don't know, we cracked like 35 beers or something like that between 20 of us.
And everyone's like, you're fake.
Yeah. It was like, no, don't drive. No, they were like, maybe you shouldn't be driving. And I was like,
excuse me.
You are so judgy right now. Untapped. How dare
judgy.
You?
Judgy. Yeah. You're within an alcohol app being judgy.
Telling me to be responsible. Like, what is your problem? This
is Untapped is for non-judgmental drinking.
Right. So yeah. So, I don't really like check in beers and do those things, which I probably should. But I was actually at the tap room yesterday working, and somebody brought in a boysenberry from Two Tone Cider House. So it's a barrel aged boysenberry cider, which was pretty delicious. It was 8%, really nice, great boysenberry flavor. And I'm not usually a cider fan, but this one I could get down on. It was pretty good. So, and my life, because I basically go to work and maybe get some sleep and go do theater things and go to the other job and then go back to work and all that fun stuff. So I just have a lot of House of Pendragon stuff. So the Mordred, the Mordred 2018, which is our Imperial Black IPA. And, I'm milking that Troubadour keg as long as I possibly can. Our Schwartz beer.
Is it going to be gone once you blow it?
Yeah, I think this is the last keg of the batch. And I always love the Schwartz beers. And this Schwartz beer was fun because this was the beer collab that we had with the Warthog. Will was...
The home brewers of the Central California.
Yeah, so Will came in and he won a competition. So he got to brew his recipe on our system. And so the Troubadour was his Schwartz beer. And that's just... It's just an amazing beer that's not done enough, in my personal opinion.
And why don't we do Schwartz beers? And what you know? What's our problem?
Because nobody's calling them Yogurt's Revenge. Like that's literally like my personal opinion. I just need to see a Schwartz beer that's called Yogurt's Revenge. Like I just
there, that would be awesome.
Are there I just any, need to see.
Are there any straight up? House of Pendragon is very good about having Star Wars beers. Are there any Star Wars named beers on right now? This is all I care about, Star Wars and beer.
I believe there's one coming out. Since we're not open on Thursday, we're doing New Beer Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I believe the New Beer Wednesday is going to be named after a Star Wars character.
Do you know it? Do you know it?
I do.
What's
I do. Name? Oh,
it's already out.
That's true. That's true. I keep forgetting. It's already out. It was Thursday. It's not going to be Nick's favorite, but it's called the R2, and it's going to be a hazy.
Great
hazy.
So I haven't had a chance to taste it yet.
Hazy, bro.
I will be working
R2.
So
one for me, one for you.
It's R2. Yeah. So I'm excited. I mean. And 2019 with Game of Thrones coming back, we have a whole nother round of Game of Thrones beers that are going to be dropping.
Yeah.
So.
Going through House of Pendragon beers right now.
The Red Wedding Cake. I cannot wait for that thing to come back.
There's one literally called No.
Well, my personal favorite was we had the I Love You and I Know.
Is she
so like oh
the two
gosh.
Different beers.
Yeah.
And so people were like, I need an I Love You. And I'm like, I know. So it was the bartender. I could just be that jerk.
Nice.
Like, I love you. I was like, so what can I pour you? I love you. Oh, I know.
I know. Arrogant AF.
It was really fun to pour those beers. Those were the anniversary set.
Wow. Anniversary beers. I did not find Merlin order of barrel aged beer.
It's there.
Sure.
Internet.
Sure.
I swear.
Sure.
Internet ruined it.
Internet.
Oh.
So, yeah. Delicious. But yeah, fun things to be had for sure.
Fun things. Well, you better check in on Untappd just so we know you still exist. So Untappd won't drop you. And what did I drink this week? Did I drink anything interesting this week? The fact from Faction. The Pinsky file.
Nice.
I had it at
always solid.
I had it at the I think it was the first time I had it on draft. It was from the duck thing we have here.
The Mad Duck?
Mad Duck. Yes, the place with the duck in the name. From a Mad Duck, I had the Pinsky Files. Excellent beer. Easy drinking, just like had zero problems with it.
Were you the one that had the pulled pork loaded tater tots?
Yep.
Yep.
Ugh. Yep. I know. Matt, I was like, Matt would love this.
Yeah, it's like, oh, loaded tater tots. So it's like, yeah, I've had those. And it's like, oh, tell him to add pulled pork to it. I was like, what?
Oh, no, that wasn't me. That wasn't a listener that said that. But I did have that.
Oh.
And it was good.
Okay.
And you should definitely have it.
I'm pulled pork?
Recommending it.
Okay, but you had loaded tater tots.
Yeah, it's good to have the loaded tater tots.
All right.
And Almanac Love Hazy IPA. It was kind of old, so it was still acceptable.
Almanac still makes IPAs?
They do.
What?
They certainly do. And some, ooh. I saw some weekend vibes, some Coronado Brewing, very good. And the Wonder Years Hazy IPA, still had one of that. So that's all I had to dump and cut the drinkings this week. But this, whoa!
Cheers! Cheers!
Towards the end of the show, I'm breaking out some tunes.
Cheers,
big cheers to all our golden gods. That is a special set of people that donate money to the show. They just give us money every month, and we take it, and we gobble it up, and we go gambling up at Table Mountain Casino, and we lose, and then we go back home, and we're like, damn it! All that money those patrons gave us, I just blew it all at the blackjack table.
Is that what we do?
Oh, I mean, no, that doesn't happen.
Oh, wow.
Use it responsibly, yeah. In a responsible manner.
One of us is having a lot of fun.
Oh, shit. Damn it. I said those things out loud. Thank you all, our golden gods, that donate money to the show, $5 or more a month via the website patreon.com. Louis is kind of sad. I mean, Louis, you don't know, but you get free crackers from these patrons, Louis. Why? Stop whining over there. If it wasn't for the patrons, you would get no crackers. There would be no crackers, Louis.
No crackers for you.
So thank you guys. Every month keeps the show running. Don't have to worry about paying the Patreon bills because you guys are there. And I was like, yeah, we're cool. Doesn't matter how bad it, how deep my gambling, fantasy football gambling debt I get into.
Betting on the ponies.
Yep, doesn't matter. Still got the shows. Show keeps running. Also, cheers to 16ounce.pours, the Fontana Gym, Just Can't Win, and DKin75, and everybody that shares the show on their own social media, that gives us a review on iTunes, subscribes to the show, talks about us amongst your little beer shares, your bottle shares. maybe leaves a note. If you trade beers, leave a little handwritten note in your next one. Say, hey, have you ever listened to Perfect Pour? These guys are idiots. You should listen. You should hate listen to these guys. Whatever. Hate listen. Matter. Yeah.
That's as many listens as like listen.
Most of our listens are hate. I hate these guys, but I listen anyway. That's us. Thank you, guys. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to Will, which is the gentleman we spoke of earlier. Spoken of earlier this evening.
I spoke to him real good.
Thanks for muling the beers back. You were fueling the podcast this evening.
Bottom pour. Sorry, bros. I took the last of the Urban Roots.
So those are my cheers.
All right. Nick.
Let's see. Cheers to... Let's see. Let me see.
Let's all let it. Nick see.
Yes.
Look all for the social media. The Nick 80 on Twitter, Untapped, and Instagram.
Cheers to Goldsteins for having a stout and porter night. Or as I like to call it, Thursday.
Or as I like to call it, five guys showed up.
December 6th, Goldsteins is having a stout and porter night featuring nothing but dark beers.
And when you look on Google, when Google shows a business where like it'll show the times where a business is busy.
Yes, the bar chart.
That's the night the chart will be like way low. We're like, oh, this is a great time to go.
Oh.
I'm just having fun.
What do you guys have that's hazy? Nothing.
What's your haze factor? Bleh. Sorry. Don't you listen to Perfect Pour? We reached PKs last week. It's over. Stout season, bro. Yep. Hashtag stout season.
Wee.
All about lagers.
Absolutely.
Lager season.
It's lager season.
It's coming.
True.
What else?
So there you go.
All right.
That is all.
Fancy.
Renee, you have any more thoughts about anything?
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter. Shakespeare. Shakespeare. Was he is overrated or underrated? Shakespeare.
Underrated.
Oh. Wow. Now, I would hope you would say that.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. What's interesting is the last character I just played was Shakespeare with a southern draw.
What?
So
that's blasphemous.
No, it was pretty. It was strange how well it worked. It was very fluid, very interesting. But I do have a couple cheers. I want to cheers Sierra Nevada for throwing together the fundraiser for the campfire. And I'm also going to push a plug.
What?
So the Motley Fools, or the Fools Collaborative, which is a group of artists local to Fresno, and we do something. So December 1st, we are putting together a fundraiser called The Joyful Noise. And it's a bunch of actors and performers and people that get together and do really cool things that are very, very talented. And it's also an artistic benefit for the victims of the campfire.
Wow.
And so it's going to be a night of art and celebration of just independent things that are put together, or people who do monologues or have things that they like to do and whatnot. And it's going to be at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Fresno on December 1st from 7:30 to 22:30, which is 10:30. So I mean, it's pretty cool, and I'm very excited to be a part of the Motley Fools. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, just kind of check them out. They do some local stuff, and they always pick once a year we do a fundraiser, and they kind of do art for fundraising.
So this just happened to fall in line with what's going on. Right,
this is what we chose to do this year.
That's great.
So yeah, there's artists that are in Fresno that are making things happen for the good and the positive of the community, which is sometimes a little bit hard to do in Fresno. So
sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Honey hole.
Although you remind me, let's not forget about Hazy Days of Winter on December 1st for all you Bay Area people. I've noticed that Jake and Matt are interested in this event.
They are hardly interested. Yes,
they are very interested.
Very interested.
Drake's Brewing is having this event, Hazy Days of Winter, on December 1st. So that is a good opportunity for a get it there, because there's going to be some our listeners there. I'm just saying. Also, the at Libertine. On December 1st, there's also Caskmas is happening. So, is that the San Luis Obispo location?
Yes.
Okay. So, there you go. We got on December 1st, big day. You got Caskmas and you got Hazy Days of Winter at Drake's, Caskmas at Libertine. So, be at one of those. You're going to be on the coast either way. It's going to be fun. So that's all you need to know. PerfectPourPod.com, PerfectPourPod on the social media. That's us. And thank you, everyone. Louis is very upset. He hasn't gotten a cracker for several minutes now. He's going to aggressively get up top of Nick. He's like, screw it. I'm going to just really get in Nick's face, get my crackers on.
Get it.
Thank you, guys, for listening. I hope you had fun. We had fun. Hope your Thanksgiving is great. Oh, hoping the holidays is great. The coming very soon, the beers of the year. So start thinking about that. Maybe even start leaving them little breadcrumbs for that on your voicemails, whatever have you. But anyway, be safe. Check your dates. Have fun.
Do it.
Woo! In the summer!